presenting here on WLD 530 AM, home of Willamette's Wild Country Radio. Keeping you abreast on some things here on Black Friday. I'm sure we have lots of folks head on down to the Plex, trying to get some good Black Friday deals. Just a bit of news here. Real shame about that Frank West. He's been missing for a couple of weeks. No news so far on his whereabouts. Frank West is still missing. Real shame, but probably best we just don't think about it more than we have to, because we have plenty of our own problems now, don't we? Speaking of problems, one thing many of our dairy farmers might want to keep in mind, some recent research actually came out, and now you listen up, dairy farmers, because this is quite insightful information, actually. Name your cattle. So let me explain what I mean by this. Apparently, some research by some vets says that naming your cows helps increase their dairy yield and keeps them healthier. I don't know about you, but if I can get a better yield out of my Holstein, I tell you, I'll do whatever it takes. As far as I know, the average milk output range typically is, 25,000 pounds per cycle. But we're looking 28,000 pounds per cycle if you have a healthy Holstein. Maybe 2 to 3.5% butter fat and maybe just a bit over 3% total protein. So this is a good thing to be considering when you're thinking of increasing your yield of dairy from your cattle. And I would venture to say the same thing applies for those who don't have Holsteins but are milking Jersey or even the Guernsey breeds. I know they're smaller, so they'll be eating less your grass or your feed, but I'd imagine if we have an average yield maybe about 12 to 14,000 pounds for the Jerseys or the Guernseys, I'd imagine you'd be hitting more like 17,000 pounds. Again, you could still retain your high butter fat content near 5%, and maybe your 3.5, 3.7% of total protein. So, listen, talk to your cows, name them, treat them well, and I guarantee you, and this is vetted research by vets. They're saying, talk to your cows, treat them well, name your cattle, and experience a bountiful yield in the coming year. Well, time to move on to some other interesting things to note here in the county of Willamette. Our wonderful sponsors, McGuckin & Smith of WLD 530 AM, home of Wild Country Radio, just happens to be hosting a potluck dinner coming up in the next couple of weeks here. Some of our local churches here in Willamette are wanting to host some potluck dinners, so they hooked up with our great sponsors, McGuckin & Smith, and they're going to be putting on some potlucks around town. And as far as I know, all proceeds will be going towards supporting our Willamette Save a Herd campaign. For many of you who don't know about this, it's an interesting campaign trying to rescue all of the wild and endangered horses around our county. From time to time, you might see a dead horse on the side of the road, maybe a cow or two that's been by some barbed fence. We want this to stop, and so our community has come together and is trying to basically save a herd. And even though they're wild animals, they are deserving of our attention, and we will be supporting this potluck effort here at WLD 530. As far as I know, we might even bring some speakers and some microphones. We might even live broadcast, in fact, from some of the churches here. So do listen in the next couple of weeks. We'll be mentioning where we are going to be located and when these potluck dinners will take place. As always, your food is welcome and your support is welcome as well. Well, now it's time. I believe we're ready for what I consider to be a classic good old country tune. Good old Dan Tucker is a classic tune that many of us love to grab our banjos or our guitars and just tap a toe on the barnyard floor and sing that tune. Well, this good old Dan Tucker is a unique one. There's nothing like the low bottom voice of good old Chad Bodum. That's right. Chad Bodum here, singing Old Dan Tucker, a great recording, in fact, from probably the 1950s. Wonderful track here. Chad Bodum with Old Dan Tucker on WLD 530 AM, home of Willamette's Wild Country Radio.